I read an open letter on Daily Maverick, which I wanted to discuss. It's written to the Highlands North Boys High School matric class of 1981. It was written by Ben Horowitz, who was in that matriculating class of 1981. As we prepare to mark the 40th reunion of our 1981 matric class, let's not turn it into a display of collective amnesia or an orgy of backslapping and nostalgia for the good old days. I hope we don't celebrate the disgusting culture that so many of us embraced. Let's have a reunion, but let's agree that many of us have much to admit to and much to apologize for. Ben Horowitz, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me.
What do you have to admit? What do you have to apologize for?
You know, John, those years, I mean, it's outlined in the letter quite clearly.
I'm thinking of those people who haven't and won't read the letter.
You know, we grew up in a pretty awful society under apartheid, and we behaved atrociously as kids. Some of us did. I think it's important to know that I wrote the letter in my personal capacity, so not the whole group relate to exactly to what I'm writing about. But there were many of us who had the same experience. Some didn't, some think those were the best years of their lives. You know, I guess it's a bit of a personal journey. I believe it's important to keep growing up no matter how old you are. And when I got notice of the reunion, it made me reflect on that time, and I realized that by keeping those incidences and that world that I describe in the letter bottled up inside me, I was holding myself back.
Okay, I mean, there are a lot of people listening who haven't read the letter, and some of them might go and find it now listening to you, but others won't. So
So really, it outlines an incredibly homophobic, sexist, and racist world that we grew up in, and how years later, many of us, and myself until recently, have kept that bottled up and have gone, you know, I think there's a narrative, a white narrative of white people my generation, that would try and move on from those days. We try and put them behind us and move forward, but I've come to realize this doesn't help us or the people that we were so alienated and isolated from in those days. It doesn't help the new generation to understand who we are and what we struggle with, and I hope my initiative helps other people deal with the truths sooner rather than later. You know, it's corny, but I believe that truth can set us free.
Yeah, I mean, I was at a school, Dale College in King Williamstown, which became famous in the early 1990s, not for the sporting achievements of people like Kenny Watson and Hilton Ackerman and others, but for the fact that a group of matric boys from one of the hostels beat a black vagrant to death with hockey sticks on one of the sports fields close to the hostel setup. And, I mean, I graduated there and matriculated in the early 70s, but I wasn't surprised by that at all, because that was the nature of school. It was an unthinking place of white privilege, accepting white privilege, and discriminating against and dismissing the human value of black people and women and people who were thought to be gay. And I suspect that a lot of people who are in my matric class do think of their time at Dale as being a really good time. And I met some people with whom I'm still in contact and of whom I have grown very, very fond. But that doesn't and shouldn't pull a blanket over the attitudes that were prevalent in our classrooms.
No, absolutely. I mean, they were disgusting, John. And in the letter, I describe my own personal experiences with it, including extreme racism. And it takes a lot to heal yourself from that. And I felt like I'd reach out to the class. And also, I was hoping to reach out to more South Africans as well to say, well, you know, I think acknowledging the situation, acknowledging the kind of people we were and understanding who we can be now. And I'm also appealing to the class, and I've had an incredibly good response, a lot of support. And I'm saying, you know, we've got to give back. It's no good just getting together and singing war cries and saying how great things were. They weren't great for a lot of people. And, you know, and that's in retrospect. You know, I didn't know it at the time, but it was the most wasted years of my life. And I'm not judging or blaming or anything. I'm just saying, let's acknowledge that. And it's you know, if you can set yourself free of those burdens of the past, you open yourself up to a much brighter future. And you know, the support has been incredible. I mean, we've.
I'm interested to hear that, Ben. I mean, you write that in the piece, and I thought, okay, that's good. Really, nobody said, oh, come on, Ben, stop pouring cold water on it. We're just trying to have a party, for goodness' sake.
There definitely has been a little kickback.
Yeah.
There has been a little kickback, and I don't want to alienate those people because, you know, I understand their position, and it's their personal journey. I'm not trying to create a judgment platform to say I'm better than other people because I feel this way. It's not. That's my personal view, and I know that there's been a lot of good response to it, and there's been a lot of people who have been quiet. And I'm offering an opportunity to the class to say, well, look, at least we can get back. Because the one thing about these reunions is that we are so far divided between who we were, the school we were at, and the schools now. And Highlands North is a particular case. I know there's hundreds of schools like it around the country. That was an all-boys white school, a rugga-bugga sporting school. And we used to do military parades on Wednesday. And now it's an all-black school, mostly from underprivileged communities. And it's not the same school. It's only the same school in name. And I'm saying we've got a responsibility now. We must go back and we must see how we can engage with these schools on two levels. The one is many of us are privileged. Many of us have done well. We should be plowing money responsibly back into those schools. If we're going to have a reunion, let's make sure the school benefits. And for me, and I'm hoping that others will join me, for me it's also a cultural thing. I want to communicate to these kids, and I want them to communicate with us and understand us, because I think that's a national cultural dilemma at the moment.
Ben Horowitz, thank you very, very much indeed. If that conversation piqued your interest in any way, then the full letter and some quite graphic descriptions of the racist behavior that he was guilty of, which he describes there, a lot of that is in the article on the Daily Maverick.